the Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO. Fun conversation with Corey Askin in our previous segment. And coming up later in the show, we're going to talk with Scott Brewer of FM Walleyes to kind of preview what FM Walleyes has coming up this fall. But in the next segment, in this segment, let's check in to Devil's Lake, North Dakota with our great friend Jeff Katzer. He is a guide on Devil's Lake, Mitchell's Guide Service. He works at a woodland resort. And also, he is a guy who rides drives a Warrior boat. And Warrior Boats is, again, a sponsor of this program. They're out of Melrose, Minnesota, of course. Pretty darn tough to do better than Warrior Boats. And Jeff Katzer knows that as well as anybody. Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm doing just absolutely ducky.
Just ducky. Okay, ducky. Good. Good, good. Hey, good. Thanks to Warrior Boats. And it's a good thing Warrior Boats is aboard again as a sponsor of this program. I know that up at Woodland Marine at the resort up there, you guys have been moving Warriors like crazy this spring and summer. It's been quite a business thing going on up there, hasn't it?
Well, we've actually, I don't know how we did this. I think just by being honest with people, but we have become the number one Warrior dealership in the world.
Really?
Well, the reason why I say that is because there's a couple up in Canada and there's like 16 dealerships in the United States, and little old us became number one. And it was, you know, it's just a great thing. The thing I like about the Warriors, they're just like Harleys. They're a water Harley. People already know. People don't just walk up and say, so what is this thing? They've done their research. They come in. They can get online at warriorboatsllc.com, and they can spec it out. They can build a boat. They already know all about them. They've been around for years. It's just been a really easy boat to sell, and we've just been selling the hot. We don't even have one in stock. Every time we get a stock boat in, somebody buys it.
Well, and I know too, Jeff, Kovash Marine in Moorhead, they deal with Warrior Boats as well, right there on First Avenue in Moorhead. And I drive by that dealership and that marine shop about 100 times a month. And Warrior Boats look good too. Let's not kid ourselves. They work and they keep you dry and they keep you stable and they keep you safe, but they look pretty sharp too.
Oh yeah. Pat Kovash down there, like you had said, he does an incredible job on outboards too, as well as Warriors.
Yep.
And he's got a super sharp one. He went like an all white boat, and that's the neat thing. You can make whatever color combination you want, and it's more of a detailed shop. There's like 12, 13 people that are going to build your boat. That's it. You don't have some Larry Lunchbox, you know, that just comes in, punches in Monday through Friday, and that's it. You've got people that are at the factory that actually have gills. They love walleye fishing. So, you know, you don't have down south, you got all these huge manufacturers. I've been to all of them. There's hundreds of people. You don't know who you got. You are invited. Anybody that buys a Warrior boat are invited to go through the factory and meet everybody. There's not many. There's 12 to 13, 14 of them that will build your boat from start to finish. It's quite an amazing thing right there in Melrose, right off the highway.
Yeah, it is, and I've taken the tour as well, and I was pleasantly surprised by the size of the operation. And I mean that in a positive way, that it's not this huge assembly line, 500 guys building a boat. It's a very intimate company. You know, I'm walking around the factory looking around, and I have guys coming up, hey, can I help you? Hey, what do you need? Hey, what are you wondering about? And I'm asking them questions. These are the guys that build the boats. I mean, they're guys who live right there in Melrose or Sauk Center or, you know, maybe Osakis or something down that way. These guys build the boats, you know, and they're asking, hey, what do you need to know? Hey, if you're looking to buy a boat, I said, no, I just want to kind of check things out. Oh, okay. You know, here's the process. And it's really cool. It's really it's a family-owned kind of thing where it's just neat. It's just kind of it's a big-time small business. Does that make sense? Does that sound
right?
Yeah,
it is. And one word describes the whole thing, passion. These people have passion in their jobs. They really dig what they're doing. One other side note, I need to tell everybody about Warrior Boats. At Woodland Marine, September 5, 6, 7, and 8, that's, I believe, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are having Warrior Weekend. Everybody write that down, September 5, 6, 7, and 8. We are having Warrior Weekend here at Woodland Resort. We are going to have every model just about that Warrior makes here for people to drive, touch, test, fish out of. We'll take you fishing. We're going to have a huge fish fry. We're going to have a band. Pete Harsh is going to be here. Zippy Doll is going to be here. Jeff Katzer is going to be here. Oh, yeah, that's me. We're going to be doing seminars. We're going to be teaching you everything we can teach you about A, warriors, and B, fishing walleyes out of warriors. We're going to have, like, what do they say, a band, food, prizes, the whole ball of wax, September 5, 6, 7, 8, Warrior Weekend here at Woodland Resort.
All right, just a couple minutes left, Jeffrey. I need a fishing tip. I need a little Katzer Corner fishing or hunting tip here to kind of get me through the weekend. Help me out, man. I need all the help I can get.
We have got... I'm glad to be back with Katzer's Corner. The biggest hint I can tell you is don't forget to change it up. And, you know, you've heard me talk about Berkeley Gulp. Impulse from Northland has been a phenomenal bait this year. But don't forget about the old reliable live bait. I switched back over to leeches the other day on my spinner rigs, and it was absolutely nuts. Yeah, it's just because I just got, you know, I woke up in the morning, I'm like, you know what, we still got leeches, I'm going to try to do the leech thing. So I put a number 2 Aberdeen hook on, and all I did was throw a leech out on the spinner. It wasn't out 30 seconds, Michael. Boom, 20-incher. So we smoked through half a pound of leeches in an hour and a half.
Jeez.
Yeah, and we had a crawler down, and we had a gulp down, and, you know, and... it just wasn't working as well as the leeches, for some reason, were on fire. So my tip to you guys is, don't just stick to one thing. Let's change it up a little bit. Now, on Devil's Lake, this is the time of year where we are pulling a lot of spinner rigs. Try the slow death hook as well, too. And just don't put a blade on it. Just put one bead on it, the slow death hook, and the leech or a crawler, and 0.9 miles an hour, another deadly rig this year. So between those two tips, that should put more walleyes, and my God, the northern pike this year are crazy, and northern pike in your boat for sure.
I like it. I like the fact, because guys do get, whether it's location or whether it's presentation, Jeff, you know, guys get in a rut. They say, well, I caught them here last year, or I caught them here last week, or they should be here. They're not. Change it up. They say, well, yep. Gosh, you know, I caught them last week on a chartreuse spinner blade and a chartreuse gulp. Why isn't it working today? Well, if it's not working today, try something different. Like you say, go to a crawler. That doesn't work. Go to a leech. If that doesn't work, try something. Try anything. The fish are in the lake. They're biting somewhere. Find them and find the presentation that's working.
It's absolutely the truth. And then toy with speed. If none of that works, toy with speed. Start at 1, 1, 2, 1, 3. Then go up to 1.8. We got them about a week ago, 1.7 miles an hour.
Wow.
They would just nip at the back at 1.3. We sped it up, bango, done deal. So there's just a couple of things there. You want to do that, and don't forget color, as you said. I put down a different color in everybody's line every single morning I start out. I start out with two different techniques, gulp, crawlers, or now the leech.
Perfect. And then find what's working best.
Yep.
And go with it. Perfect. All right, Jeffrey, I'm up against a break. Need to say goodbye for today. Thank you, my friend, and thanks again to Warrior Boats for sponsoring Mike McFeely Outdoors in the 2013-2014 season. When we return in this program, another sponsor, FM Walleyes, Scott Brewer. He is up next in the program. Do not miss it. He can't even bait a hook.